A reading from Luke 7:11-17. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country.
We could spend, as I've said before, we could spend a bunch of time on this, but I just want to pause for a second and say that you and I actually saw this little no-name town named Nain. We didn't go into it. We saw it from afar near sunset, and we were looking over a very dark green field. The winds were waving, and we read this story there, and it made an enormous impression on me. Nain is not far from Nazareth. It's several miles away, but it has mountains behind it, and it was not an important town. But Jesus obviously was traveling probably towards Galilee or from Galilee back to Nazareth when this happens. The other point I would like to make, this prefigures Lazarus, and it prefigures the crucifixion.
Well, I mean, one of the things is, you know, you mentioned traveling from Galilee towards Nazareth. What we discover is that Nain is not on the main road. So Jesus has taken a sidestep. And that makes me think of what he says in the Gospel of John, I do what the Father's doing, I go where the Father's going. Jesus is alerted to take this side road. He would normally not go this way. And to be coming at this point, he's prepared to do something that the Father has aligned for him. And so he's very attentive to the Father's voice to be in this position at this time. The other thing that is striking that is obvious to the Hebrew mindset is the people recognize him as a prophet here. And it's a reference back to the ministry of Elijah and Elisha, who have significant accounts with widows who only have one son. And even the fact of raising a son from the dead, there's a real deep connection that's happening here. And people, there's going to be an excitement that's going to start to come to them. Because when you think of the past of your religious leaders, especially from the restoring of the monarchy, you think of Moses, and you think of David, and you think of Elijah, and his mentor Elisha. And so these were the great prophets. The people longed that the power of God would be expressed again. And now Jesus steps into the line of these prophets and raises a widow's son from the dead.
And they say something that is absolutely true, but I'm not sure they understand it. And they say, God has come to help his people.
Yeah, they're thinking of the agency of the prophet, but they don't recognize that this is Emmanuel, God himself, who's come to the aid of his people.